have a short prayer. Lord, may what we hear with our ears burn in our hearts and be set forth in our lives to the glory of your holy name. Well, it is Trinity Sunday today, but it's also Father's Day, Paul, which you forgot to mention. Happy Father's Day to all dads. I know, it's an American invention, but I'm glad we've come to embrace it too, and I've already had some nice presses. And I hope to get some more nice ones when we see our daughters later. Now, the concept of the Trinity is far too difficult for me to get my head around so early in the day. So let's instead think about glorious malt whiskey. Yeah, are you all with me on that one? I think so, don't you? Being as it is Father's Day after all. It is my favourite tipple. You see, I come from a Scottish family on my mother's side, and I grew up with whiskey. Whiskey in my tea. Whiskey in our Christmas cake. Drowning our Christmas puddings in it and setting it on fire. It was my heritage, and I'm so glad. Now, I urge you, if you ever visit Scotland, to go up to the Highlands, to the River Spey Valley, and visit one of the many whiskey distilleries along that beautiful river, which produce the finest malt whiskies. To give a very brief description of how whiskey is produced, let me tell you that it's a wondrous procedure. First, they gather in the barley from the vast fields that lie along the Murray Firth right at the top of Scotland. The barley is taken to a malt house where it is encouraged to go slightly mouldy and to start to sprout, or malted to give it its correct name. And then this malted barley is then transported to the distillery, mixed with the sparkling clear water of the Spey River in vast copper kettles, as you see there. And then yeast is added and taken this, and then this whole mash, as they call it, is heated. And it's heated up until it starts to bubble and starts to steam. And the vapour from the steam in those great pipes goes up through the copper pipes and through a condenser, which cools the steam down and turns it into perfectly clear white spirit. The clear spirit is then poured into old oak casks, as you see there, that previously had held sherry in the bodegas in Spain. It is then placed into cool cellars to lie maturing for at least 10 years, whereby the perfectly clear liquid is transformed into the golden yellow nectar that we know and love as single malt whiskey. This process has now been going on for hundreds of years. Others have strived to copy it, such as the Japanese, the Irish, and the Americans, but none of them has the unique blend of malt, water, spirit, copper kettles, and wood that is created through this alchemy, all those things combined. Oh, go on then. It's Trinity Sunday, so I better talk about Trinity Sunday, hadn't I? And its importance to us. The concept of Father, Son, Holy Spirit as being one together, coexisting, co-eternal, is hard for us mere mortals to grasp and to really understand. But John's Gospel, probably the testimony of the beloved disciple John himself, is full of pointers to the nature of Jesus, the love of God, and the working of the Spirit. The most famous part of John's Gospel is the very beginning of the Gospel, where John sets out in magnificent poetic verse the very essence of our faith and belief. We call it the Christmas Gospel, don't we? Because it's always read out at midnight mass and at Christmas Day services throughout the Christian world. And it doesn't start with the Nativity and Jesus' mortal birth. Rather, it starts somewhat differently. In the beginning was the world, was the Word, should I say. I'm looking at the world and saying, well, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, if you substitute the calling of Word, substitute it with Jesus, you get a slightly different angle. In the beginning was Jesus. Jesus was with God. Jesus was God. Wow. Doesn't that just blow your mind? And if we go on, through Jesus, God made all things. Not one thing in all creation was made without him. Jesus was the source of life, and this life brought light to the world. Jesus shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Wow again, wow. Don't you just love Jesus for this? So, in his farewell discourse to his friends before his death, his resurrection, and his ascension, he says this in our gospel reading today that I mashed up. I have much to tell you, but it would be too much for you to bear now. And of course, the events of that first Easter were unbelievable to mortal men to comprehend. That Jesus, their friend, who they'd readily accepted as the long-awaited Messiah, would suffer a humiliating and excruciating death, that 3 days later he would come alive again, that 40 days later they would witness the very heavens open up and take Jesus back to them. No, indeed, too much for them now to bear. But in verse 7 of chapter 16, Jesus had told them that he was bound to go away, or else the Paraclete, the Advocate, the Spirit of himself and God would not come to them. Now, we've seen on the day of Pentecost last week, the Holy Spirit was sent to them in great power and glory. And the effect on the disciples was one of complete joy. For Christians to exude joy to all around them in everything they say or do is the mark of the Spirit dwelling fully in them. Do we go out through the door on a Sunday morning like that? Or do we go out with a bit of joy in our hearts for what we have worshipped and experienced? Because that's how we should be. Have you ever earnestly prayed for the Holy Spirit to dwell in you? Or do you just pray, come Holy Spirit, at the end of your prayers in the morning, and then you go on with your day? You go out into the world without a second thought. I was on the Bishop's retreat course this last week, and Bishop Michael very graphically demonstrated to us how to seek the Holy Spirit with all your heart. It was terribly moving, I can tell you. He simply got down on his knees in front of us all, and he invoked the Holy Spirit. And you could have heard a pin drop. That's the sort of bishop we have now. We will know and others will know if we truly live in the Spirit, for they will know us by our fruit. St. Paul tells us in the Galatians, we'll be filled with love, joy, peace, faithfulness, goodness, gentleness, etc., etc. That's the mark of the Spirit. Jesus tells us that the Spirit will lead us into all truth. He will speak of what he hears and tell you of the things that are to come. When that pure white spirit of whiskey is poured into the golden casks, it is transformed and it becomes something other. As the pure Holy Spirit is poured into our willing hearts, it will surely transform us to be something other. Something holy, something totally joyful. So may God bless you on this Trinity Sunday and Father's Day. God bless you all.